welcome to Healing. Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. Today, I'm happy to have as my guest back again, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of Emerging Viruses, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and 16 published books now. Lynn, is that right, or are we over that now?
That's about right. Yeah.
Well, we're not going to list all of them, but I've interviewed you on a lot of them. You've also have a documentary film in Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism. And I'd love to get in touch with you every couple of times a year just to see what's new, what you've learned, and what we're facing with, this problem of potential engineered viruses and mycoplasmas and other things that are really causing quite a impact to the health of not just our nation, but other nations.
Serious problems, Dr. Cole, indeed.
So, can you tell us a little bit about your background? I know you have a PhD from Harvard in public health, and you've been, on the trail of the biologically engineered organisms and the, the agendas for the powers that be for a while. And then also you've come out with some really wonderful things to help counter these threats.
Right. Well, it's actually a master's in public health from Harvard. I've got a couple doctorates, one in naturopathic medicine, one in medical dentistry. I was a clinical practitioner for 16 years and worked with a multidisciplinary team, including physicians and chiropractors and acupuncturists. I actually worked alongside an energy specialist, a bioenergy acupuncture specialist, for about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And so that gave me a broader perspective on what is really happening in terms of healing. So then I was also, at the same time, I was a high-level official within a very, very profitable company called Henry Schein, which has Schein Pharmaceuticals, Schein Medical, dental, veterinarian supply catalog. It's the largest dental and medical supply catalog company in the world. And I was their chief professional advisor. And so I got involved in HIV/AIDS issues when the Florida dentist infected 6 of his patients with the AIDS virus, and I was the go-to guy for developing educational and behavioral programs to try to allay people's fears. Well, to find out, I learned in order to deliver information that was accurate, I had to do research and found out in the process that the government had covered up all the most incriminating facts about this dentist and HIV/AIDS as well. And that led to the first best-selling book that I have of 3 national bestsellers out of 16 books. I have 3 national bestsellers. One is called Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. And that is what has really, prompted or stimulated the controversial work of Dr. Leonard Horowitz, mostly. Most well-known for that work. It was cited recently by Reverend Jeremiah Wright during President Barack Obama's election campaign, and it was noteworthy in regard to the allegation that HIV/AIDS was a biological weapon aimed at people of color. And so that's in brief what my background is, and in the last 6-8 months I've been at the forefront of exposing the genocide under way with H1N1 and the expected mutation of H1N1, the swine flu, with the Asian avian H5N1 that is extremely deadly, and that we have right now word that at least 2 public health departments in the United States are advertising everybody should be getting their H1N1 vaccinations due to the expected recombination of H1N1 with H5N1, and that's expected, but it's also completely demonic in respect to the fact that H1N1 vaccinations are increasing the risk of this prophesied plague. You know, so we're looking at H1N1 in the vaccinations being, quote, live, quote, active, end quote, viruses, according to the World Health Organization, laboratory engineered recombinants of Asian, avian, Mexican pig, and 1918 Spanish flu dug up in 1997 under the snow in Alaska in a corpse that died from the flu of 1918, and that gene sequence is been spliced into this laboratory creation that was produced in England by Dr. James Robertson and John Wood, who worked for the World Health Organization in the UK Biological Weapons Group in terms of their influenza advancements. And this flu was created in their lab, and it was then sent to the CDC. The CDC then sent it to vaccine manufacturers in the United States and elsewhere. And so what they're actually injecting people with right now is priming the public for potentially the big one to happen, they tell us, next fall.
So this is a predicted combination. I can verify that, in that I had some doctors from the CDC and the NIH in my office as patients on the day that the swine flu information broke open that Monday, and they had been actually briefed that what you said was going to happen back, what, in April?
With regard to the H5N1?
Last year. Right, that they were told in briefings that the government fully expected the swine flu, which had just come out that day, I mean, that was when it broke, to combine with the H5 flu, that was what they were telling the doctors in the CDC and in the NIH. I mean, that's what the government sources were telling the government doctors were going to happen at that
right.
time.
And,
you know, so
that's right.
It's very interesting.
It's actually highly indicting, because you see who told the doctors at CDC that this was imminent is the directors of the pharma media and
right.
big pharma.
Right.
And the pharma media that broke the story, there were two main ones. One was Reuters News Service, which is directed by Thomas Glocer, and he is a director in the board of directors of the Merck Pharmaceutical Company.
Mm-hmm.
And that the other major leak of this information of the Associated Press, which is board of directed largely by Rupert Murdoch, as well as Fox News. So they broke this fright in April, and so when those officials came into your office and had already been briefed about H5N1, that's precisely what Reuters News Service had reported, the first report, and that's what caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't just a normal flu. They were already telling us in advance that this was a recombination, which included, you see, Reuters actually tipped their hand.
Right.
They said right away, the first news release was that this was a recombinant of H5N1, which I had been studying, and I realized back in 1998 already that the Don Tyson from Tyson Foods, which mm-hmm. had funded President Clinton's election and gubernatorial support, that he had already, in order to monopolized the poultry industry, had created the fright with H5N1 in Asia. So they slaughtered all of the family farmers and the small corporations' chickens so that Tyson Foods could gain the monopoly over the poultry industry globally.
And they're still doing that, by the way. I get Google alerts, and there's still massive slaughtering occurring around, mostly overseas.
Yeah. So that's how they conduct the corporate sabotage and espionage and get rid of their competition. And so that's where I started to track H5N1. That was a long time ago. That was about a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I wrote that up in my book, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, which was one of the books that really dealt with this issue of white-collar bioterrorism, how
mm-hmm.
the global industrialists use biochemical weapons against we the people, and this whole virus manipulation and pharmaceutical intoxication agenda is the way they're inducing depopulation, which currently targets 6 out of every 7 people globally for elimination.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to realize that it's not one thing. It's not just the flu vaccine or the flu. It's not just GMO foods. It's not just the rest of the vaccines. It's not just the stuff in the chemtrails. But when you combine them all, it just wreaks havoc on the immune system.
Yeah, and that's called the Russian biological cocktail method of conducting what they call, quote, non-lethal warfare,
mm-hmm.
end quote. And that's a misnomer. It actually kills people, but not quickly, slowly,
right.
most profitably, pharmaceutically.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to kill off people too quickly because you can't make money off the drugs you sell them.
Right.
Cancer, for example.
Yep.
Yeah, the cost of chemotherapy is outrageous. I mean, I don't think people realize how expensive chemotherapy is.
Yeah, I mean, everything is ridiculous. And especially the whole paradigm is totally fraudulent. When we understand the basic simple ways that nature heals and sustains itself, and then you contrast the way we're being poisoned,
mm-hmm.
and the whole idea that in order to eliminate diseases, you've got to pop magic pills that chemically impact people, when in fact, when you look at the outcome, the benefits are typically not any better than placebo.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they're less valuable.
Yeah, and yet they're promoted.
The market, it's amazing.
Yeah, just like the vaccinations. They have zero adequate safety studies. There were no placebo controls used.
Mm-hmm.
They were not studied
right.
more than 6 weeks with H1N1 vaccinations, for example.
Right.
And yet they tout these as safe and effective when they have neither evidence to support that claim. And on top of that, they lose 90% of the injuries. Their adverse events reporting system is abysmal. In fact, it's worse than abysmal. It's official criminal neglect, gross criminal negligence, and malfeasance to conduct genocide under the guise of public health.
Well, my office called up the FDA to see how many complaints had been levied with the breast implant, in the MedWatch program. You might know, I think I told you I have my new book out, The Naked Truth About Breast Implants. I'm joining you as a whistleblower.
Yay.
Anyway, yay. But the FDA told my office that their computer program only goes up to 500.
Huh.
So after that, they can't tell.
Yeah.
You got to love it. I mean, you really do.
Sick, yeah.
Now, tomorrow, Congress votes on the health care bill, as you know, and it has a good chance of passing. Do you think that there'll be any effect on this system that we have with the health care bill passing? I mean, is there going to be any increased control of medications, costs via the government, or, I mean, is there going to be any relief from this, or do you think it'll be business as usual?
No, I think it's going to be a leap forward for corporate fascism conducting genocide under the guise of public health and national security. The Catherine Sebelius, if you pair tomorrow's vote, which is government-run health care, with Catherine Sebelius's redefinitions and the H1N1 forced vaccinations that under emergencies will be required, with complete indemnification of the drug industrialists from any liability from vaccine injuries and deaths. You understand now what the big picture is. As the government seizes control over health care, what they're really seizing control over is our bodies.
Right.
And that this issue is extremely critical. People, are unfortunately not going to wake up. Enough people will not wake up soon enough. We're going to see the Bible, the book of Revelation, being completely played out here. We're going to go through such hideous hell with all the people that are going to be sick and dying after getting vaccinated and intoxicated with all the drugs, you know, look, they're obviously spraying us with chemtrail sprays. They're poisoning us like insects. You think they're really going to start to administer the drugs that are going to be suddenly beneficial to public health? And then you look at what you said earlier about how they're poisoning us in so many different ways. As more and more a means of government control over the foods, the water supplies, the municipal water supplies, for all we know, everything is being completely polluted, and the goal is for gross population reduction through intoxication.
Well, you know about the Georgia Guidestones north of here. It's not far from here. If anybody who's listening wants to look up the agenda, go Google Georgia Guidestones and read what it says. It's granite, seven languages, built. It's an agenda, basically, that I think the first is to reduce the population worldwide to under 500 million. Is that right? Is that the right figure?
That's what they had said. You know, I'm coming out. You asked what's new. I'm just finishing up my most important work to date, which is a two-hour feature-length documentary called Pharma Whores. And one of the clips in Pharma Whores is Bill Gates lecturing on how vaccinations and healthcare administration policies is going to be reducing populations by 15% of the targeted goal of reducing populations down to a manageable 1 billion from a projected 9 billion. Mm-hmm. Currently, it's over 7 billion. The authorities claim that we're looking at, and I don't believe this, but this is what they're claiming, is that the population is increasing to approximately 9 billion. And the reason I don't believe that is if you look at all the people who are sterile, all the women who are sterile, The Economist this month has a distracting issue in it that the front page heralds gendercide, the disappearance of 100 million baby girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so you couple that with males being impotent and look at, I think, one of the primary initiators is Starbucks. The caffeine totally whacks sexual drive. And so, you know, what they've got for that is more drugs, and those drugs have more side effects. So they're inducing illnesses using population control, population reduction initiatives, and the H1N1 vaccination, and what you mentioned about the data being so abysmal, they told you it stops at 500. Well, right now, I know Eileen Daneman has been collecting all of the spontaneous abortions in the pregnant women who were foolish enough to take the H1N1 flu vaccine, and it contains in it nonoxynol 9, which is a spermicide, as well as a abortifacient. It triggers spontaneous abortions. And so she's collected at least about 200, she sent me on last count, women who have spontaneously aborted that mainstream media doesn't mention a word about. And yet, that is, again, like you say, they are only collecting, the CDC admits, approximately 10% of the actual deaths and injuries. So if Eileen already has 200, you can bet your booties you're looking at approximately 2,000 women have spontaneously aborted. So this is really what's taking place. And we knew about the tetanus vaccinations were used years ago. Even the Roman Catholic Church protested the use of tetanus vaccinations in not only third world countries, but even in urban America, which is why not only Native Americans as well as black women, 25 to 35% of black women are sterile in the United States in urban areas because they took those tetanus vaccinations that contain sterilizing agents.
What about the one for HPV that they're giving to all these young girls?
Those are cancer triggers, and it wouldn't surprise me, likewise, that they're sterilants.
Yeah. because that there was a big push on that too.
Hideous, yeah, hideous.
So,
and again, you're looking at Merck, and Merck has goes back in terms of biological weaponry. George W. Merck was appointed by President Roosevelt during World War II to become America's biological weapons industry director.
Right. And
nothing's changed since then.
Well, I think it's important for people to understand, too, that Congress has passed legislation that says that the vaccine, there's really no recourse if you get injured by vaccines. And then the Supreme Court ruled that if a device is FDA approved, that you cannot have a class action lawsuit. So there you have, you know, the same thing on the device side. That you know, that bars people who are injured by devices or vaccines or drugs from you know, from actually using the legal system.
Yeah, and I don't know if you had a chance to read Catherine Sebelius's amendments to all that legislation, but man, you know, they already had, like you say, they already had everything in place to get away with murder, and they are licensed to kill, and they are getting away with murder. Her latest additions is like the nails in the coffin.
Right. No, I haven't had a chance to read that. So,
sick and sad. That's what's going on here.
Other than avoiding vaccines, what do you recommend that we do to help our health? I mean, I'm dealing with a virus now that I haven't been sick in a long time. This came on very suddenly. It affected about 10 people in my office out of 40. I suspect it came from the air. It just didn't have enough time to come through contamination. It was very fast.
Well, do you have OxySilver in your office?
We don't. We have, you know, we have some NutriSilver and NutriOxygen, and I guess you have combined the two. That's a very good thing to do.
Yeah, and on top of that, I think the most important thing is the recognition of 528 hertz frequency is what nature uses to restore and sustain and heal itself. And what we've got with OxySilver is it's really unparalleled. There's nothing in the world that's more powerful as a broad-spectrum antiviral, antibacterial, antiparasite, antifungal, and with zero risk. It's virtually a mineral water with a trace amount of silver that's actually bonded. There's three things that OxySilver does, and two of those things are largely unprecedented. The first thing that it does is what any really good silver hydrosol will do, which uses microfine silver in the water, which then electrocutes the pathogens and destabilizes the viruses by stealing the electrons from their surface membranes, so they basically then swell with water through typical osmosis, and they burst. That's what kills the pathogens, particularly gram-negative bacteria are very susceptible in this way. Viruses likewise. So that's the first thing that it does, but what really just thrills me about what we have with OxySilver is you've got, number two, the development for NASA. NASA scientists developed for astronauts, and this is what our astronauts are using, and the drug industry is suppressing from we the people, is they developed a non-radioactive reactor using sound and light and geometry to literally create a bond between the silver, the microfine silver particle, and the oxygen in the water molecule. So actually the silver becomes a bonded water particle, and in that process, the molecular structure of water changes with a tremendous enhancement of oxygen being released and being engaged with that molecule. Now, I know you know about how powerful oxygen is as a healing or as a therapeutic. So you've got oxygenation therapies, every way that you can get more element number 8 into your body and your blood, you're going to come back to life. And so this is the second thing that OxySilver does. And then my favorite of all is the fact that if we understand how nature works and how nature is sustained, and for example, why the grass is green, why you actually have intelligent design obvious in a blade of grass that doesn't grow into the ground itself. It grows towards the sun, and it's yellowish green. It's greenish yellow because the heart of the sunshine, for the rainbow, in other words, it's 528 hertz frequency. And so what we've now discovered about 528 is that everything in the universe is based fundamentally on math, and at the heart of the math is 528 hertz frequency. All of the sacred geometry, such as the carbon-6 organic chemistry molecule, that sacred geometry of a hexagon is fundamentally based on 528 and its mathematical harmonics. So we now know that bioenergy is the source of our sustenance. It is what creates healing. Drugs do not heal people. The chemicals do not heal people. They pollute, intoxicate people. What does all the healing virtually is the Holy Spirit. And so we understand that love is the universal healer. And from all the information that we've gathered and all the experts that we've been working with, brilliant geniuses included in the fields of physics and mathematics, we conclude that 528 is the love frequency, is the sustaining heart of the universal creation. Do we know there's 9 core creative frequencies to the universe? Very important if you want to know how to recreate yourself in harmony and health. Recreate this planet in harmony and peace. You've got to know that there are 9 core creative frequencies in the universe, and among those 9, central is 528. Fundamental is 528. And so this is what OxySilver resonates at. All of our now new nutraceuticals, all of our new botanicals and herbs that we're popping out with our Healthy World Organization and healthyworldstore.com, you can get an idea. And by the way, healthyworldaffiliates.com is new. If you go to healthyworldaffiliates.com, you'll see what we're advancing. We're putting our 9 top products onto the affiliate program so that we can collaborate in a cooperative to save lives and financially prosper, because we all need, in particularly these tough economic times, to be able to sustain our families and ourselves. So what we've done is we've created a partnership that's free to join. There's nothing to buy. We give you a website, in essence, and you are then able to then refer people and your patients to your own website. They buy from you, and these products that we're advancing, all, at least all the new ones, have 528 resonance in them, because we understand how that really works miracles. In fact, it's called the miracle note, the original musical scale based on ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la. Ut, re, mi, miragastorum is the third note. It's miragastorum in Latin, miracles in English. It's 528 hertz frequency. And we came out with that. Dr. Paleo discovered that. He had that divine revelation back in 1996, and basically by 98 he had gained my support and my support in writing up his work, and that's where we came out with my second national best-selling book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, that laid out the original musical scale and began to share about the miracle energy, frequency, vibration, particularly moving through water, which your body is mostly made of.
Yeah, I'm looking at your website now. If you go to healthyworld.com, is that right?
Healthyworldaffiliates.com or healthyworldstore.com?
Well, if you go to Healthy World Store, it has the affiliate button. So you can
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that that's in
there. They got that up. Yeah. I just Googled OxySilver and that came up. So.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so, I mean, we've got fabulous products. And last night and again this afternoon, I was with Mike, who's doing that great work with the Natural News. And he's got a conference going on. And we've been celebrating the fact that we have so many new blessings. And we don't need to get intoxicated to save people's lives. We can actually really save people's lives by not just telling them about the bad news about the genocide, but on how the new revelations and our understanding of who we are as spiritual beings first before we're physical beings. So we need to treat ourselves spiritually, energetically, and that is what we can celebrate. And, you know, everybody can. Everybody has the opportunity. We're basically on the same, starting a ground floor movement to advance Healthy World Organization as an alternate to this genocidal World Health Organization.
Right.
And the more members of our community that are advancing together and sharing the truth that shall set us free, the better off humanity is going to be, and we may just basically save a lot of people.
I'm looking at your product, Liquid Dentist. I just interviewed the author of a dentist who's the author of a book that talks about how spirochetes are very central in heart disease and vascular disease. And so this would be something very important for people to help prevent heart, stroke, and vascular disease, which, of course, is the number one killer in the U.S. And then Zeolife is very important for preventing cancer with the detoxification. And then the OxySilver would be really good in helping infections and other, you know, virus contaminations we've been talking about. So right there are the three number one killers: heart disease, cancer, and infections. And you've got stuff to address all three right there.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that truth. You know, here's another, people don't even think about this, but here is so amazing information about the Liquid Dentist. Okay, besides the fact that it was designed to reverse tooth decay, and it can be done if you avoid sugar completely and use Liquid Dentist. That's one thing that it's really good for doing. It reverses gum disease, but that's really not what I love most about it. What I love most about Liquid Dentist is because it has a lot of the nano silver or the microfine silver, and because what you're doing with it is you're rinsing your mouth. And by the way, what's addicting about it is your teeth feel so clean and they stay feeling so clean for about 2.5 to 3 days. It's like for 2.5 to 3 days instead of 20 minutes after a dental hygiene visit where you feel your teeth are so clean, your teeth actually, after a 2-minute mouth rinse with Liquid Dentist, your teeth feel hygiene office fresh for like 2.5 to 3 days. Now, that's not even what I love most about it. What I love most about it is during that rinse, your mouth has been, people have been saying, is probably the dirtiest place on earth in terms of bacteria and viruses. You've got over 500 strains of viruses, and I'm sorry, 500 strains of bacteria and countless other viruses in your mouth at any given time. And if you swish your mouth after brushing and flossing with your normal mechanical cleansers and tools, and then you rinse your mouth for 2 minutes and you don't spit it out, you swallow it. Mm-hmm. What you've then done is you've given yourself a natural nutritional immunization against 500 plus different strains of bacteria and countless other strains of viruses. You literally have now created a natural nutritional immunization by swallowing the rinsing from your mouth.
Uh-huh.
So that's, now think about that, the elimination, instead of injection and intoxication through blood pollution from vaccination, you have a natural way to get immunized against all of these different bacteria and viruses that are going around and that are resident mostly in your mouth. This is a tremendous breakthrough. That's what I love most about Liquid Dentist.
Yeah, I think that's great. Also, to say nothing about dental bills and
the
danger of root canals,
interrupting
energy patterns that then have been associated with especially breast cancer. You know, people have to understand that you have energy meridian patterns throughout your body and that the there's a big correlation between disrupting those with the metals in your mouth and root canals and subsequent disease.
Yes, I am very familiar with that, and I greatly appreciate your knowledge and wisdom in sharing that with everyone, because that, again, speaks to our bioenergy bodies. They're biospirituality, the energy centers, the chakra system, the acupuncture meridians. This is why I was so thrilled for 10 years to work side by side with an acupuncturist for virtually every patient. You know, we did sedation, we did pain reduction, we did all sorts of things simply using meridians and energy. And now with the understanding of these new tones, the perfect circle of sound frequencies, of which I mentioned 528, that's the miracle frequency, that this understanding that every chakra has a energy signature, and it's basically vibrating and spinning, and that that vortex spin contains that energy, and we can literally use music. And this is something else that's new. We're just now advancing, revolutionizing the entire music industry. We learned, I don't know if you are aware of this, Dr. Cole, but the reason why the Western world has been tuning their instruments to A equals 440 hertz frequency as standard tuning is because the Rockefeller family and Rothschild families, they wanted to institute this suppression of spirituality globally. And so in the 1920s, they began to fund, this is the Rockefeller Foundation, gave money to the American Musicians Union to advance this notion that all the instruments should be retuned to A440. And as a result of doing that, they are stimulating the throat and higher chakras. So including the egoic mind, everything from your throat chakra up is stimulated. So this, again, like our orientation to the scientists and the medical doctors, the medical deities, where science has become our false god now, paganism. This has been stimulated with the music that everybody's playing and listening to, and it suppresses from throat chakra down. So it literally sits right on top of your heart and suppresses that energy. So what happened was that the Rockefellers were unsuccessful in America accomplishing that, and they gave that to a propagandist by the name of Joseph Goebbels. This was before virtually the rise of the Nazi Party, where Goebbels was a propaganda minister for Hitler. They gave it to Goebbels, and Goebbels promoted, along with eugenics, that's racial hygiene, that's where Hitler got his racial hygiene program from the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, and the global elite, who were concerned about the popular uprisings being a threat to their corporate status and their colonialist intentions. And so this now, this new world music was produced in instead of 528, in A440, which caused this suppression of spirituality, heartfelt love, and this concept of us divinely communing, not only with each other, but with the Creator. So that sitting on top of our hearts, which is really where our most fundamental intuition, you know, follow your heart, that's saying follow your heart, follow your intuition, follow the spiritual blessing and anointing that we all have, it's been suppressed, and we've become egomaniacs. We all are engaged in fear and egoic mechanisms, and it's being literally kept in place primarily, not just simply by the mainstream media propaganda, but musically. This is, again, why when we understand oxysilver or all of the 528 hertz frequency that's in it and all the thing, all of the other products that we're putting it into, because every time you add music of love to this world and in your own body, that is creating this whole shift into heartfelt, loving intention to create a better world and a healthier planet and a healthier body.
Yeah, I think that biochemistry is going to rapidly be replaced by biophysics, just because biochemistry has side effects. If you block any pathway to get an effect. In fact, the better you block it, the more the side effects. That's what we've seen in pharmacology. Motrin's a better drug than, say, you know, some of the other ones taken off the market, Vioxx and like drugs, because they Motrin doesn't block the pathway as well, whereas the Vioxx blocked it too well. So if you understand just that the whole basis of pharmacology is blocking pathways, and that anytime you block one pathway, you screw up the other pathways, and especially if you block it really well, that it, biophysics is a much more intelligent way to get the whole system back into working order.
That's brilliant. Absolutely vitally important for this whole paradigm shift in healthcare. You know, this whole concept of monoatomic elements, and, for example, the love minerals, that is so powerful because you've got monoatomic and diatomic elements in the minerals that have electrons spinning with the energy that's required and the energy signatures, such as 528 hertz frequency energy signature, mm-hmm. to be able to deliver this restoration and this sustenance that we are by nature created with, endowed with, what sustains us. This is energy, all energy. It's so simple. All of the energy throughout the entire universe comes from electrons. The sun is basically 99% hydrogen, 2% helium. Helium is double hydrogen. Hydrogen is the universal electron donor. H plus signifies the loss of an electron. That's acid. The acid conditions that we create in our bodies through lifestyle risks, caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, mm-hmm. pharmaceuticals, lots of red beef. Well, gee whiz, what that's doing to us is creating hydrogen losing its electrons in our blood. When the hydrogen loses its energy, you become dead. Your life force leaves you. The blood turns into an acidified liquid that then literally creates your body to become a burning hell. Acid burning you to death. And what happens is, in order for you to restore that, you've got to produce alkalinity. What's alkalinity? Well, the basic molecule and the formula for water, H plus plus OH minus equals H2O. Well, the OH is the carrier of the extra electron. Oxygen, therefore, is the carrier of the electron energy throughout the entire universe, really. And because the entire universe is full of water. We now know that. NASA science has proven that. So in your body chemistry, this simple formula, if people simply understood how simple water operates within our own bodies and the electrons and the energy dynamics that's associated with your water, your principal body chemistry, it's a liquid crystal superconductor of energy. But for that electron to flow, you've got to have the right, not just spirit, but also nutrients and mm-hmm. and intake. And instead of poisoning and polluting ourselves in all these ways that the mainstream promotes, if we simply step back and said, okay, how does nature operate? How does it heal itself? How do we sustain itself in nature? What does rain accomplish? What is the universal solvent, water? How does that operate? It operates like everything in the universe, piezoelectrically. The oxidation reduction reactions is what keeps us alive. And if you understand that simple thing, healing becomes easy and the whole paradigm shifts in healthcare to sanity versus hypocrisy.
Well, I've seen a number of very, very difficult diseases, mystery diseases, autoimmune diseases, respond very, very well to minerals and alkalization. In fact, whenever I have a patient with a very low platelet count, if I give them minerals, it usually comes right back up, which is interesting.
Yeah, and
it doesn't fit into our normal theories that we're given in medical school. So I can attest that what you just said is true clinically as well. You replace the oxygen, you replace the minerals, and you replace the acidity with alkalinity, and the body heals itself.
Yeah, hallelujah. Sister, isn't that wonderful? What a blessing that is.
That is. It really is.
and it's so available to everybody who has ears to hear it. You know, there's also, I want to give people a tip. You know, I used to suffer with muscle spasms. And especially when I was in dentistry, you know, try being a dentist where your fingers go into spasm, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Not easy. And so what I learned was how toxic table salt is.
Uh-huh.
So sodium chloride. So people should be using sea salt for sure right now. But I learned that if I use sea salt instead of table salt and love minerals, then the membranes of the neuromuscular system, which has to sustain that electrical potential in order to move, again, the electrons, the energy for conductivity of mm-hmm. the nervous system. Gee whiz, it comes right back to life. In a couple days, you totally eliminate muscle spasms, which
yeah,
is plaguing
yeah.
a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, it's really important to know that sodium's not your friend, and at our age it starts to produce hypertension, swelling, and other dysfunctions. Many of us have potassium deficiencies, not all, but many, and then most of us have magnesium deficiencies. And if you're going to be popping calcium, you better be very careful that you're, which I don't recommend to many people just to pop it alone, that you really need to have magnesium, or you're going to get kidney stones, and you're going to get calcium lining things that you don't want it to line. So that ratio is very important to consider. You should be taking a lot more magnesium than calcium.
You bet. These are really important words of wisdom coming from a great doctor. For all the people who are listening out there, please listen carefully. These are pearls, they're gems, and particularly at this time where we're being intoxicated through the air, through the water, through the polluted, contaminated, chemically treated foods, all of this garbage. You have got to get every system, your nervous system, your immune system, operating optimally. And the best way to do that is understand simply how water works, how the biochemistry operates energetically through the electrons, and simple pH adjustments and nutrients in terms of particularly the minerals, the magnesium, this balance of calcium that needs to be really looked at carefully, this whole understanding of sodium, of how toxic it can be. This is the fundamentals for keeping you and your children healthy through this very, very challenging time.
Lynn, we're coming up at the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information for our listeners?
Certainly. Thanks for the opportunity. Yes, people can go to healthyworldaffiliates.com, register for free, get yourself engaged with then spreading the great news, the information that we've been talking about. This kind of thing is what we talk about in our DVDs and the CDs that are in healthyworldstore.com. But the affiliate program creates a partnership with everyone listening. You have the opportunity to partner with us. There's a 40% payout on 5 different levels. So if you simply refer people to your website that we're going to give you for free, you'll be able to then have not only people save their own lives, but also you'll be able to maintain some money, get some money, sustain yourself financially at this very, very challenging time. And the goal is to grow this organization, to be engaged in this paradigm shift where we, the people, step forward to be the healers, be our own healers, then share that knowledge with others, our friends and families and our communities, and then literally take control over healthcare, reform healthcare from person, each person, starting within each of ourselves, and then ultimately move forward to replace this toxic World Health Organization and this genocidal agenda that's killing us, and not just us. Virtually every species is on the verge or threatened with extinction because of the genetic manipulations that must stop. We've got to do everything we can to stop this, and the best way we can do it is by working together. We can't do it alone. We've been picked apart, and divided we fall. We've got to come together, and so we've advanced Healthy World Organization, Healthy World Affiliates, and ultimately Healthy World Ambassadorships in order to advance together a more sane approach to healing and healthcare on this planet.
Well, thank you, Lynn. I want to thank you for joining us today. Next week we have Pat Lynn Kyle, Heal Your Mind, Rewire Your Brain, Applying the Exciting New Science of Brain Synchronicity for Creativity, Peace, and Presence. And on the 3rd of April, Randolph Rogers with The Key of Life and Metaphysical Investigation. And on the 10th of April, Joan Newcomb with Tapestry of Time. I'm going to be giving Noetic Science the third week in April. We just had Trish McKinnon give her lecture on the Secret Teachings of Jesus. That's out on in Hammond Rhodes Publisher. Great book. I'm reading it now. I'm going to have her back on for the second half of that book later on in a radio interview. My second book, Goddess, I'm a contributing author, Goddess Shift, Women Leading for a Change. This book includes Angelina Jolie, Shirley MacLaine, Madonna, Oprah, Michelle Obama, J.K. Rowling, to name a few. We tread a chapter on the goddess and how the balancing of the male-female energy is so important for the upcoming shift that we're headed toward. Thank goodness, huh, Lynn?
Yeah, boy, hallelujah, absolutely. Thanks so much for mentioning that. It's really important. That's what Love, the Real Da Vinci Code is all about.
That's right, that's right. Well, thank you, and we will be back next week with another Temple of Health radio show.
Don't you just hate trying on bathing suits? Wait a minute, you look great. Plastic surgery?
Not surgery. I got an endermology treatment from the experts at Plastikos.
What's endermology?
Endermology is the terrific non-surgical treatment that Europeans have been using for years to tone skin and contour the body. Endermology by Plastikos feels great, and you can see the difference it makes.
No kidding. Who do I call?
Plastikos, a leader in plastic and reconstructive surgery, is the number one center in Atlanta offering endermology. For more information and a complimentary consultation and treatment, call Plastikos at 770-457-4677. Plastikos Endermology Skin Toning and Body Contouring, 770-457-4677.
So you had plastic surgery. What was it like?
It was great. Don't get me wrong, it was surgery, but the doctors and staff at Plastikos were terrific.
Honey, you look like $1 million. You actually went to Plastikos and had it done.
Why don't you? Plastic surgery is outpatient, and you'll only be out of work a few days. I love what Plastikos did for me, and looking my best is an investment that pays in so many ways. The help you get from the professionals at Plastikos is a bargain.
Plastikos, 770-457-4677. Mention this ad for a free consultation. Financing is available, 770-457-4677.